Mountain View County County Council has reviewed a proposed new 25-year lease with the Water Valley Stampede Association for the land used for the annual rodeo over many decades. The move came by way of motion during a recent regularly scheduled council meeting. The land is located west of Highway 22 near Range Road 579, also known as the Harold Creek Road. Association President Chris Montgomery appeared before council as a delegation, outlining the history of the rodeo and discussing the wish for a new lease. The current lease between the association and the county allows the use of the county-owned land for the annual rodeo on one scheduled weekend each year. The association's Foothills Rodeo Association rodeo is a three-day event. Work on updating the current lease agreement has been underway for several months. During the revision discussions, the association requested changes to the agreement that would permit it to lease the lands year-round with the intention of hosting additional rodeo events and related activities with long-term certainty of their operations, said Jeff Holmes, the county's chief administrative officer. During the council meeting, Montgomery said, "We have a great facility and we want to share it. We have a lovely, state-of-the-art facility right here in Mountain View County. We would like our lease to reflect our volunteerism and financial investment." Asked by Gord Krebs whether he is concerned with traffic safety at the rodeo site during the rodeo, Montgomery said no. Jennifer Lutz asked what the association's plans are for the land when the rodeo is not taking place. "We don't allow hunting," said Montgomery. "As far as any other things, we would be happy to entertain anything we thought would be beneficial for others and not degrade our facilities or otherwise. We are pretty open to ideas at this point. We would like to focus on culturally significant Western heritage events. Our focus would be to try to use our facilities to the fullest." Greg Harris said, "Giving them, the association, the opportunity to host other events gives them a revenue stream." Lutz asked whether the county would be conducting annual inspections of the facility to ensure it remains safe and up to code. "I just don't want to be sued as the owner of the land leasing this facility out," Lutz said. Chris Acheson, director of Legislative and Community Service, noted that Section 21 of the proposed lease states, in part, "Throughout the term of this lease, the lessee, association, shall, at its sole expense, obtain and maintain general liability insurance, $5 million, in such amounts and property insurance on such terms as the lessor may from time to time require. Such insurance shall provide that the lessee and the lessor as named insured, are indemnified against all legal liability arising from the death of or injury to any person on the demised land as well as the loss of or damage to any property thereon. Section 10 allows the county to go onto the land at any time and require any defects to be rectified. The proposed lease includes a 6-month termination clause." Gord Krebs put forward a motion to approve the 25-year lease as presented. That motion was defeated. Council then carried a motion instructing administration to bring back further information, including regarding traffic safety signage, the termination period, fencing requirements, water and wastewater, special events permits, redesignation, parking, and future infrastructure. A date for the matter to return to council was not set.